Welcome to TGI Patreon Mini for the week of May 23rd. I'm your host Ryan Murphy, here to give you a preview of this week's Gamers In content. I want to thank our May patron, CRV ATV. I also should say apologies for being off for a month on the Patreon Mini. We've been offering shoutouts all month long on the main show. That being said, I really do appreciate everyone's patience. I really do like to do the mini because it helps me prepare for the show, it helps give you a heads up, and it gives a little something extra to our patrons. So I hope to be back on schedule now. It's been a busy month, but I think I've got a better handle on things now. So we should be back. I'm not going to knock on wood. I'm podcasting right now because you'd hear that quite clearly. So yeah, but you know, since it's been a month, let's run through all the patrons that have joined up and are awaiting their month-long shout-outs. We've got Josh Cook. Thank you so much for joining in. We've got Will P, Paul M, Matthew W, and Tyson. Tyson is the newest patron that signed up most recently. If you are a patron and you are listening to this at patreon.com/thegamersin, you should add the Patreon RSS feed to your podcast app because that allows you to get this straight to your iPhone. As much as I love people visiting our Patreon page, I know it's much more convenient to get this directly to your podcast app. So if you need help with that, definitely hit me up or you can go to patreon.com and log in and look at your TGI page or pledge, and you should see the option to add your RSS feed. It's unique to you, so check that out. As for the Gamers In, you know, we've had guests on the last 3 weeks with Lou, Jim, and Crofton joining to talk about, you know, the Steam Deck, other side, and Crofton stuff. We really appreciate their support during this time. Jocelyn is going to be back at the end of the month. She's been taking some time off. Again, if you follow her on social media, definitely send her well wishes at Joss Plays. She would really appreciate that. We have a guest joining us this week. It is Travis. He was on the show previous, and he's coming back on to chat about, you know what? I haven't thought that far ahead of, I believe, you know, he told me he's probably going to listen to this, and he's like, oh man, I told you. And we are definitely going to talk about Elden Ring. We're definitely going to talk about Extra Life, because he has some plans for the summer to do some Extra Life streaming. So I didn't forget all of it. As for me, I've been playing Ruined King. I think I'm just over halfway through that game, and I want to get a bit more time into it before Tuesday when we record, but I've been really enjoying it, you know? And another game I've been playing is Guardians of the Galaxy. You know, I've been really enjoying that one. I feel bad that I slept on it for so long, but now I'm playing it and loving it. It's on Game Pass. Definitely check it out. You know, I've been dabbling with some other Game Pass games. I booted up Trek to Yumi. I don't know if that one's for me. The combat feels very simplistic, but the atmosphere is really cool. You know, it's like a black and white sort of samurai setup. So I need to go back to it. I need to give it another chance. So that's what I've been playing. Looking at Summoner's Call, we have new Bridal special heroes to go over, plus more Game Club, so look forward to that. Looking at upcoming games, Vampire the Masquerade is out now on everything. Hard Space Shipbreaker is out of early access and on to Xbox Game Pass for PC on May 24th. I think they just call it PC Game Pass now, so. Sniper Elite is out on the 26th. Cow the Kangaroo is out on everything on the 27th. So not much more to go for May in terms of releases, but early June will bring us E3 news, and I'm sure there'll be some surprise releases. And when I say E3 news, it's kind of just a force of habit. I guess I should say, like, early June Summer Games Fest announcements. It was so much easier when it was all bundled around one event, but now we kind of have to rebrand the early June news cycle, so We'll get back to that. Maybe I can get Crofton to help me name that too. So I'll let you know. A quick update for the TGI Game Club. Things are rolling along. We're heading into milestone. We just finished milestone 5. And I got to say, ever since Milestone 3, the story has really gotten to a point where it's like, it's starting to explain some things. Sometimes those explanations open more questions, but at least the explanations are very interesting and relevant to the story. It's a game, like, I think in the first two Milestones, I was a little worried, like, oh, I hope this story gets going, because right now it's just, you know, experiencing high school type stuff and hanging out after class, and there is some robots, but, you know, it's kind of hard to tell where this is going. But it has started to go places. It's not too late to jump in. Head over to our Discord, bit.ly/TGIDiscord. Join the Game Club text channel. You can start playing right now. You can jump into previous Milestone discussions. Nothing is deleted. It's all archived. You can revive any thread you want, and you can chat in there. And I know some folks will be happy to jump back to those conversations. So everyone's been really good about spoilers and not discussing them outside of the proper places. So everyone's been awesome. I really appreciate it. It's been a super fun experience, and so definitely join in. Again, that's bit.ly/TGIDiscord. Be sure to join in the conversation over there. Thanks for listening, and have a great week.